Hello and welcome to North Country Commerce, a business services production of the North Country Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Matt Bosley, editor of the Valley News and Tri-Lake Today, two newspapers published by Denton Publications. Today I'm here with Matt and Joanne Baldwin, chef and part owners of the Deer's Head Inn in Elizabethtown, New York. And today I'd like to discuss some of the unique aspects of managing a restaurant in the Adirondacks. Matt, why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about your restaurant and the menu that you have here.
Well, I think our restaurant is fine dining but casual. It kind of fits anybody's needs if they were to come down. We do catering, some catering. We have banquet work. So it fits all levels of the, spectrum in terms of a restaurant. And, the full bar, and it's just, I think it works out really well.
How would you describe the type of food that you serve here?
Right now, it's more somewhat continental with a little bit of an Adirondack flair. But it is casual at the same time, so people don't feel like they're in over their head if they come to order a dinner. Or they can feel comfortable in what they're getting, and that's what they get.
Now, what would be the best way to describe your target customer base? In other words, what do you think motivates people to come to your restaurant?
Well, Matt, we do get a lot of people in town from the local businesses since we are on the county seat. So we get people from Essex County at the courthouse, the workers from the county buildings, a lot of people from the hospital since that is growing a lot in the community. The school as well helps with our business. But it's also a lot of people do travel through. The museum does a great job at promoting the local businesses, as well as the new chamber here in Elizabethtown is trying to get tourism built up. So I think people traveling from Vermont maybe to Lake Placid, we get a lot of people coming through, and that is a lot of our target customers as well.
Now, how many people do you employ here at the Deer's Head Inn?
We have approximately 8 full-time year-round, 6 to 8. And through the summer months, we do pick up more employees to accommodate our needs with people coming in, through the Adirondacks in the summer to enjoy their camps as well.
Now, kind of expanding on that a little bit, what are some of the trends that you notice throughout each year as far as when you see the most customers?
We tend to see the most customers, our heaviest volume being in the summertime. That's obvious. Most people come to the Adirondacks to vacation, and then they go out to eat. So what they want to see is something that's simple yet done well. They tend to come from more affluent areas where they see a lot of the high-end, high-trend stuff daily, so they like to see something that's done well and presented well, but yet using, again, local products, which I think is becoming a big, big thing these days.
Now, what do you feel are some of the big advantages and disadvantages, for that matter, of operating a restaurant in the Adirondacks?
Well, some of the disadvantages might be that the tourism is only mainly in the summer and around certain holidays. Christmas time or Easter brings some people to the area. So it is hard. You really have to try to make your revenue in the summer and make it last throughout the winter months. But at the same time, it's such a nice destination, the Adirondacks. There's so many nice things to do here all year round. So the people that do enjoy it year round really, they keep coming back. And when they find a place up here, because there isn't a lot of competition as far as restaurants are so far away from each other, that they will keep, they're so faithful and loyal to you when you produce a nice product.
Now, speaking of that, what do you contribute the success of your restaurant to?
I think it's just providing a good product, a consistent product, providing good service, a friendly smile when they come in the door, someone they can relate to when they come in the door, and when they do return, seeing the same person waiting on them or working behind the bar or being able to have that same quality of food that they had the first time they came. And I guess it's also just never being complacent with what you're doing, trying to follow the trends or, you know, look at what you can do to gather more of your year-round business, accommodating their needs and wants. And that's pretty much it. It's definitely, you've got to stay on top of your game.
Now, speaking of that, you mentioned, you know, changing trends, and what are some things that you do throughout the year to change? I know you mentioned hiring more workers in the summer. What are some other things you do to adjust to that higher number of customers and during the summertime?
Well, during the summertime, we have live music in the pub on Friday nights when we have more people in town to enjoy it. So, and in the wintertime, we have theme nights. And we've also have a price fix menu in the winter. So Tuesdays through Fridays, we have a $25 price fix. You get four courses of food, which is a great bargain for what you're getting. And it's been a real hit this winter. I think the local people have really appreciated the nice dining experience, too, at the great rate, especially with the economy the way it is. And we do have, you know, in the summer we do have some theme nights as well in July and stuff, but not as many as in the summer or as in the wintertime.
Well, that's great. For those just joining us, this is Matt Bosley, editor of the Valley News and Tri Lakes Today. I'm here with Matt and Joanne Baldwin, the chef and part owners of the Deer's Head Inn in Elizabethtown, New York, and we're discussing some of the unique aspects of operating a restaurant in the Adirondacks. You know, Matt, I understand, and you mentioned this earlier, your restaurant has been making a conscious effort to use a lot of foods grown and produced in the Adirondacks. You know, how much of the food you buy comes from local sellers?
During the summer months and the fall and even late spring, we do use, I would say a good 60% of our produce comes locally, and we try to use various amount and different types of farmers, and because they all bring great stuff to the table, so you can kind of pick and choose who you like. In the winter months, it usually slacks off a little bit, obviously with no one growing at that point in time, but you know, your maple syrups and your different things that they can use year-round, your root vegetables, potatoes, things of that nature.
Would you say that your menu kind of changes with the growing seasons?
Oh, definitely. In the summertime, we expand it. We use more local product based on, I will do menu items based on the fact that I know who has what and where I can get it from the farms. So it definitely changes, it broadens, and it kind of showcases hopefully some of what the local economy has to offer.
Now, what is your motivation for using those local foods as opposed to foods that you have to order from out of state?
Well, obviously the products that you get locally, the flavor, the quality, the consistency, just the all-around freshness you can taste and see. And people comment on it, and they want to know, where do you get that stuff? And we let them know. And I just think that it's a growing trend that hopefully continues to grow along with the Adirondack harvest, which is very helpful in procuring these items. They do represent a good voice for the local farmer.
Now, do you feel that your restaurant goers here, your customers, that they appreciate the idea that some of their ingredients come from local farms? Is that something that you try to market as part of your menu?
Yeah, we definitely do. I think we'll put it on the menu where we got the product and use it in a description of the product, or whether we're doing a feature that night, the server will let them know where that came from and who grew it. And the biggest thing is not letting their product show, you know, very natural. You don't try to oversauce or overdress anything. You want the true flavor of what they're providing you to show through.
Now, what What do you see as far as the future of the Deer's Head Inn? What are some things that you maybe hope to add or change here?
Well, as we mentioned, we're partners. We, as a couple, are two of the partners. My mother, Joyce Bethlehem, she's a partner, and Karen and Rob DeMiro. Most of you might know him as Dr. DeMiro. So we're all members of the community, so we're looking for ways to grow. And the DeMiros have been really great, and we have lent the top part of the Deer's Head Inn to the local churches for a thrift shop. And we also have a space that we're renovating right now for businesses to rent for office space by the day. If some lawyer or somebody came into town and needed office space by the day, and it'll have a fax, copier, printer, it has a bathroom, a conference table, and it's almost ready, so that will be available to people traveling through town as well. So we're growing that way, but where we've really started to grow this year is we're booking, we're going to start catering. So we're branching out there, and hopefully that really takes off for us, and we really grow with that as part of you know, our repertoire of places to grow. We can say that that's where we want to head into, is into catering.
You know, going back to this idea of using local produce, do you think that's something that's in general in high demand right now as among people who go to restaurants?
I think it's in very high demand, and I think what's going to happen even now that you can see in the grocery stores, take for instance green peppers at $4.99 a pound, that's because of the poor winter season that Florida had, and basically had lost all their crop. So now they're outsourcing from various areas that they wouldn't normally do. So I think what will happen is, and if the farmers catch on to this, they, and if we have a good growing season up here, they'll be able to sell us the products very competitively, even cheaper possibly than what we would get from a purveyor. So I think, you know, if they pay attention and we work with them, they'll come through very well.
Well, thank you. I want to thank my guests today, Matt and Joanne Baldwin from the Deer's Head Inn in Elizabethtown, New York. If you would like some more information about the Deer's Head, you can visit their website at www.thedeershead.com or give them a call at 518-873-6514. Once again, this has been Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.